Leslie Knope Goes to Washington. Written by Lorelei Squared. Read by Jennipod. Fandom: Parks and Recreation. Pairing: Leslie Knope, Ben Wyatt. Written and recorded as part of the Pod Together Challenge 2012. Right, Leslie Knope said as they walked into the meeting room where her team was assembled. We've only got 1 week left before I start my duties on city council, so...
You're not going to make us work, are you?
April interrupted, staring intently at a fleck of something on her fingernail.
Well, April, actually, I've still got the campaign bus for a few more days, so I thought we'd go on a bit of an adventure. A last hurrah as a team. Maybe do some brainstorming, finalize some projects, visit some other cities, see how it's done.
Jerry leaned forward in his chair. But isn't that a violation of...
Quiet, Jerry.
Ron folded his hands casually on the table in front of him.
I think what's great about Leslie's plan is that you'll all be working, but not here.
So I will finally have some peace and...
Oh, you're coming too. Leslie informed him cheerfully. Everyone is coming, even Chris.
Anne raised her eyebrows as she shifted her chair away from Tom, who was trying, and failing, to casually drape his arm around her.
Did he okay this?
Well, not exactly, Anne. I thought you should talk to him. You know, use your feminine wiles to convince him it's a good idea.
Leslie cast Anne her most convincing, "Your best friend needs you," grin. Anne sighed.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
What if I object to my girl using her wiles on another man? Tom pouted.
I am not your property.
Anne shot him a glare, and Tom promptly looked away.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't break up with me again. Okay, boo?
Anne just rolled her eyes and looked at Leslie. Consider it done.
I'll agree to participate in this outing on one condition, Ron said, as though there hadn't been an interruption.
Leslie appeared to anticipate what he was going to say.
Yes, all meals will involve meat and you'll get a proper breakfast.
Ron smiled at Leslie fondly.
Incredible.
Leslie just shook her head at him and walked over to the whiteboard she'd set up earlier, flipping it around. There were pictures of everyone with tasks written beside them.
Wow, Andy said, his eyes wide. How'd you do that so quickly? Are you magic?
She's a wizard, April whispered.
Amazing, Andy said, awed.
Donna raised her hand from the other end of the table.
Can I switch with Jerry? I can't do flowers. They override the smell of my perfume. My very expensive perfume.
Fine, Leslie said, making a note on the board. Donna can get snacks. Jerry, you're on flower duty.
But I've got hay fever.
Leslie just turned back to the board.
All right, so everyone understands their assignments?
Silence.
Good, Leslie looked at her watch. Let's meet back here at 1500 hours. That should give everyone time to get their tasks done and go home to pack.
Everyone started gathering their things and standing up, except for Andy, who was still sitting at the conference table, looking dazed.
April leaned over him and said quietly in his ear, "She means 3 p.m. Andy brightened. Why didn't she just say so? April smiled at him fondly and offered her hand. "Come on, babe. Let's go home and get packed." Nearly 4 hours later, they were all piled into the campaign bus and speeding along the Indiana Highway, with Chris at the wheel. He had been surprisingly enthusiastic about the road trip, and had even offered to do the driving. "Where are we going, anyway?" Donna asked as she looked out the window. Leslie started to fidget evasively with her bag, knocking it over and causing all of its contents to spill out. Andy dove to the floor, quickly throwing everything back into her purse and then crawling around to make sure he had it all. "Thanks, Andy." Leslie took back her bag and tried to look relaxed. Anne's eyes narrowed. "Leslie," she said, "why won't you tell us where we're going?" "It's a surprise!" Leslie flung her arms out expressively, sending her bag and Andy tumbling to the floor again. "Anne Perkins," said Chris from the front, "we are going to visit our nation's capital." "Chris!" Leslie exclaimed. "What is it, Leslie Nope?" Chris asked casually as he maneuvered them towards the exit to Ohio. "You weren't supposed to tell them where we were going." "I don't see why not. It's an excellent idea. We're visiting the birthplace of our nation's government. I think this trip will be very educational and fun, and I can't wait to see what new ideas everyone comes up with after." Ron groaned. "Leslie, you know that DC is my worst nightmare. All those government workers, all that effort." "I hear there are several excellent steakhouses in Georgetown," Jerry informed him. Ron brightened and pointed at Leslie. "You're taking me to one." Leslie nodded. "Consider it done." Anne was still staring at Leslie suspiciously. "This is about Ben."
"Who?"
Leslie deliberately turned to look out the window. "Ben Wyatt," supplied Chris. "Wait, he works in D.C. now." He frowned. "Leslie, I can't condone using public funds for a booty call."
"That's not what this is," Leslie said.
"Really?" Anne looked at her skeptically.
"Okay, look, yes, I miss Ben, and a side benefit of this trip is that I'll get to see him again, but that is not why we're going."
"Good." Chris seemed to be the only one satisfied with her answer.
"Why are we going, then?"
Anne challenged, her arms crossed.
"Yeah, why?"
April chimed in, mimicking Anne's pose.
Because Washington is the foundation of everything that we stand for, and I've never been there before, and seeing as I hope to one day be the President of the United States, I thought it was maybe worth a visit."
Andy whistled.
"You're so cool."
April hit him in the arm.
"What? She is. You say it all the time at home."
April glared at him.
"She's not supposed to know that."
Anne relaxed a little. "You're sure this isn't just because you're insecure about your long-distance relationship status?"
"Why would I be insecure?"
She grabbed Anne's shoulders. "Wait, what do you know?"
"I don't know anything, Leslie. Come on, relax. He's only been gone for a few weeks. Everything will be fine."
Leslie considered her words.
"You're right. Ben loves me. I have nothing to worry about."
Anne smiled. "That's my girl."
"How come Leslie gets to be your girl, but you can't be my girl?" Tom asked, frowning.
"It's not the same thing, Tom," Anne sighed.
"Because you're both girls?"
"No, because Leslie knows that when I say it, I don't actually think that I own her in any way."
Leslie was ignoring them both by now. She looked at her team fondly.
"Okay, well, since you know where we're going now, we might as well make a plan.
We've still got 2 states to drive through before we get there. Plenty of time to map out 3 days' worth of activities." Ron groaned, never one to be subtle about his dislike of organized activities. "Actually, we only have 3 states to drive through," Chris informed them. "We're only crossing into Ohio now, and then we have to go through West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
although they won't take very long at all. It's Ohio that will take the longest. We have to drive right through it. Interesting fact about Ohio.
Excellent, Leslie said cheerfully, cutting him off. Plenty of time to make this trip even more awesome. Shall we get started?
They arrived in D.C. with a flourish, their bus causing quite a stir, particularly when Chris tried to turn down a closed street near the White House, and some scary-looking guards moved menacingly towards them until he managed to get them turned around and set right again. After what seemed like an eternity, they finally managed to find a parking space large enough for the bus. They'd already had a tour of the White House and seen one of the Smithsonians, and were now on their way to the courthouse when Andy stopped suddenly, pointing to a sign.
"Congressman Murray's campaign office," he read. "Hey, Leslie, isn't that where Ben works?"
I don't recall. He's only my boyfriend. Yes.
You should go in," Andy said excitedly. "Surprise him."
Leslie bit her lip nervously.
"I don't know if that's a good idea."
"No, it's great," Anne chimed in. "I know you want to see him, so why wait?"
"Well, I was going to call him. Let him know I'm in town, you know."
"That's stupid," Donna said frankly. "We're right here. Just go in and say hello. In my experience, men love a woman who's forward."
Leslie shrugged. "Well, I guess it'll be okay. I'll just go in for a moment. I won't be long, I promise."
"Leslie, it's fine." Anne smiled and patted her arm. "Take your time. We'll be right here when you get back."
"Okay." Leslie took a deep breath and squared her shoulders. "I'm going in." With that, she marched forward, tugged open the door, and stepped into a long, dark corridor.
"Hello?" she called.
There was no answer, but she could hear voices coming from an open door about halfway down the hallway. Just as she was about to go in, she stopped, ears straining as she caught part of what must have been a private conversation.
"Ben is amazing in bed," Jennifer Barclay was saying. "And I'm not just talking your ordinary run-of-the-mill amazing, but toe-curling, electrifying, multiple orgasm amazing."
Ben? Ben was cheating on her? With Jennifer Barclay? Leslie pressed her hand to her mouth to stifle her gasp. Her heart was racing and her cheeks were flushed. Tears were threatening, but she forced them back, refusing to let them fall. She was Leslie Knope. She was in control. She choked on a sob as Jennifer said Ben's name again, and suddenly Leslie had to get out of there, had to get as far away as possible. She started back towards the entrance, not really paying attention to where she was going. She smacked into something solid and tall.
"Leslie?"
It was Ben's familiar voice, and he sounded surprised. Not ready to face him yet, Leslie refused to look at him. Instead, she shook her head, extracted herself from his arms, and dived past him and out the door, evading his cries of,
"Leslie, stop! What's going on?" Leslie burst through the door, letting it slam behind her, and burying her face in her hands for a second as she regained her composure.
Plastering an obviously strained and fake smile on her face, Leslie rejoined her friends and started to babble.
"Right, so I think we should skip the courthouse for now and move on to the monuments. We could see Lincoln Memorial first, and then the World War Memorials, followed by the Washington."
Anne's hand on her arm startled her, and she stopped talking.
"Leslie, what happened?"
"Nothing. Nothing happened, Anne. We just have lots of things to see and not a lot of time left."
Leslie started to walk briskly down the road, and everyone else followed her, not sure of what else to do.
"Leslie, wait!"
Ben's shout caused everyone else to stop and look back at him, but Leslie stubbornly kept walking.
"Chris, what's going on?" Ben asked. "Why are you all here?"
Chris frowned. "Leslie didn't tell you?"
"No," Ben yelled, his frustration escalating. "She didn't tell me anything. She just ran into me and then left."
"That's weird, even for Leslie Knope," Chris shrugged. "We're here to see the birthplace of government, a last hurrah before Leslie starts her term on city council."
Ben nodded, but he wasn't really paying attention.
Instead, he was craning his neck, trying to see Leslie, who was now half a block away with Anne running after her.
"You should join us," Andy suggested. "You're as much a part of the team as the rest of us."
"I'm not sure that would be such a good idea," Ben frowned after Leslie.
"Meet us for dinner later," Ron insisted. "We're having steak. It will heal whatever ails you."
Sure. I guess I could do that," Ben said, resigned. "I should get back to work, and you guys should probably catch up with..." He trailed off, gesturing after Leslie and Anne, who had stopped walking. Ron gave him the name of the steakhouse, and then they were off, leaving Ben to watch them go, his face contorted in an expression of absolute bafflement.
"What was that all about?" Anne demanded as she caught up with Leslie, grabbing her arm to force her to stop walking.
"I told you it's nothing, Anne."
"It's not nothing. I'm your best friend. I can tell."
Anne looked back towards the others, who had left Ben behind and were coming to join them.
"Leslie and I are going for a walk," she announced as they gathered around. "Ron, you lead everyone over to the courthouse. Chris, you fill them in on its history."
"I'd be happy to, Anne Perkins."
Chris rocked on his heels cheerfully.
"Andy," Anne continued, "don't touch anything."
Andy pouted.
"Just because I broke a priceless artifact in the White House doesn't mean..."
"A doorknob, Andy? You broke a doorknob, not a priceless artifact.
Still, it would be best if you kept your hands to yourself from now on. April, make sure he behaves himself."
April crossed her arms and glared at Anne.
"You spoil all the fun."
Anne ignored her.
"We'll catch up with you in a bit," she said with finality, giving Ron a forceful nod.
With a sigh, Ron started to lead everyone back towards the courthouse, muttering,
"Remember, there's a steak after all this. A big, juicy, delicious steak with the name Swanson on it."
Once everyone had left, Anne grabbed Leslie's arm again and led her to a grassy area and a bench.
"Sit," she ordered.
Leslie complied. "Now, would you care to explain what's going on?" Leslie buried her face in her hands.
"Ben's cheating on me," she said, her voice muffled.
"What? He'd never do that."
"He has. With Jennifer, I'm so smart and important. Barkley, of all people."
Anne froze.
"Are you sure?"
Leslie nodded sadly and looked up at Anne.
"I heard Jennifer bragging to someone about how great he was in bed."
"Bastard!"
Anne bit back the rest of her anger and wrapped her arm around Leslie's shoulder, pulling her into an awkward hug.
"I'm sorry, Leslie. I'm so, so sorry." "I love him, Anne. I thought he loved me. How could he do this to me? It just makes me so... angry?"
Leslie shook her head.
"Sad. I'm sad, Anne. Really, really sad."
"Oh, Leslie."
Anne hugged her tightly, her own rage at Ben building.
"Right, there's something I need to do. You stay here. I'll be right back."
Leslie blinked after her for a moment, feeling bewildered and heartbroken. Overwhelmed by it all, she buried her head in her hands and finally allowed herself to cry. Anne stormed into Ben's office, her eyes blazing.
"How dare you!" she shouted, startling Ben as he looked up from a stack of papers.
"Anne? What?" Without even really being aware of what she was doing, Anne drew her fist back and thrust it forward, making contact with Ben's face with a sharp crack.
"Ah!"
Ben yelped, holding his cheek gingerly.
"Why would you do that?"
"Because you're scum. How could you cheat on her? I thought you loved her."
"What?"
"I didn't cheat on her."
"Oh my God, is that what she thinks? Is that why she looks so upset?"
Ben's face was stricken, and Anne took a step back. She believed him.
"So, you didn't sleep with Jennifer Barkley?"
Ben blinked at her for a moment before bursting into laughter.
"Me and Jennifer? Are you kidding? I can't stand her."
Anne frowned. Again, his words seemed genuine.
but Leslie said she heard Jennifer bragging about how good you were in bed.
I can assure you I have never been anywhere near her bed. Ben stalked to his office door, yanking it open as he shouted, Jennifer!
What is it? Jennifer sounded extremely annoyed. She stopped in her tracks upon seeing Anne.
Oh, it's you, from that terrible little town. What's it called? Sweetums?
Pawnee.
Anne's dislike for her was growing by the second.
Yeah, it was something like that. I've already deleted it. DC is far more interesting.
Jennifer shrugged dismissively.
Is there a point to this quaint little reunion? Some of us have real work to do.
Ben glared at her. Did you tell someone in your office that we're sleeping together?
Jennifer started to laugh.
You and me? Hardly.
It's just that Leslie overheard a conversation and she thought...
Jennifer cut him off.
Oh, that? I was talking about the other Ben. You know, tall Ben? The really cute one who works across the street.
She looked at Ben and made a face.
Seriously? You and I?
No, not ever.
Okay, that's enough. You can go back to work now, Jennifer, Ben said from between gritted teeth.
As soon as she was gone, he looked at Anne.
How do I fix this?
Come and talk to Leslie.
Ben was on his feet.
Yes, of course. Where is she?
Anne smiled at him.
I'll show you.
Leslie had stopped crying, but still had her head in her hands when she heard footsteps approaching.
And is that you?
She asked, not wanting to look up. There was a scuffle, and then someone stumbled forward and sat down with a thud beside her on the bench.
You're not Anne, she said, sniffling.
Nope, not Anne. At Ben's voice, Leslie looked up.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Hear him out, Leslie, Anne said, smiling fondly. She backed away from them and gestured behind her.
I'll just be over here.
Jerry, what are you doing here?
Oh, Anne, thank God. I lost you guys in the White House and have been looking for you ever since.
Jerry was flushed and panting.
Where's everyone else?
At the courthouse? Anne cast a look at Ben and Leslie. Ben nodded.
Here, I'll go with you.
Okay. Hi, Ben, Jerry waved as they headed in the direction of the courthouse.
Hi, Jerry.
Ben gave him a brief wave, then turned his attention to Leslie, taking her hands in his and shifting so that he was facing her.
Leslie, I didn't cheat on you, he said.
She lifted her gaze to meet his, wondering if he could see the love and hurt and confusion in her face.
But I heard...
I know what you heard, Ben interrupted. Anne told me everything after she punched me. He laughed wryly.
She punched you? Leslie asked in surprise.
Her gaze softened for a moment as she brought her hand up and gently traced the outline of the bruise that was starting to emerge. She dropped her hand suddenly.
I'm mad at you, she said.
I know, and if what you'd heard was true, I'd be mad at me too.
Leslie refused to meet his gaze.
Ben took a deep breath and continued. Jennifer wasn't talking about me. There's another Ben. He works across the street with social services. That's who she was talking about.
Really?
Leslie looked at him again, allowing herself to hope just for a moment.
You're not just making this up to get out of trouble.
Leslie, I love you. I would never, ever do that to you.
You really mean that, don't you?
I really do.
But if you want even more proof, then we can go back to the office and talk to Jennifer.
Leslie wrinkled her nose.
Not necessary. I believe you.
I'm glad. He brushed her hair off her face and then kept his hand there, fingertips grazing her cheek.
Ben's voice was suddenly thicker. It's good to see you, Leslie. I've missed you.
I've missed you too, Leslie admitted shyly. Why I suggested we come here. I wanted to see you.
I'm glad you came, Ben beamed and leaned in towards her. Leslie anticipated him and met him halfway. Their lips brushed together, lightly at first, and then with increased urgency as the emotion of the day and their weeks of separation started to unravel. When they finally broke apart, they were both breathless. "Long-distance relationships suck," Leslie said suddenly. "They do," Ben agreed. "What do you say we make the most of your time here?" Leslie raised her eyebrows. "What are you suggesting?" Ben grinned mischievously and put his mouth up to her ear. "Well, my apartment is just around the corner. What time is dinner?" Leslie grinned back. 7. "Lots of time, then." Ben kissed her once more, before getting to his feet and offering her his hand. Without hesitation, Leslie took it, her smile radiant as they walked off hand in hand. "I'm going to be president here one day," Leslie announced, breaking the silence after they'd walked half a block. Ben squeezed her hand. "I know."